Hi, I'm Kevin Kelly, and welcome back to the Buzz Bubble, where we pick the brains of great minds in advertising. This week, we get into the head of Rob Schwartz, Chief Creative Officer at the legendary Shiat Bay. We traveled to Los Angeles, where Rob gave us a personal tour of the world of ad genius Lee Kalow and legend Jay Shiat. The skull and crossbones image was everywhere as we walked through the agency, which alludes to the great Jay Shiat quote, "It's more fun to be the Pirates than it is to be the Navy." This attitude is reflected in all the subversive advertising that they deliver. From the classic Macintosh commercial of 1984, to the revolutionary Apple advertising of today. I spent some time with Rob in his office discussing his early influences, his journey to one of the world's biggest agencies, and found out what disruptive behavior he, Lee Kalow, and Shiat Bay have been up to lately. Let's check it out. Well, Rob, thanks so much for letting me come down here to Shiat Bay, taking the time to be on the Buzz Bubble. We're going to jump into the juicy stuff right away and talk about a little social media. How is Shiat leveraging social media for their clients today?
Well, I think the good news about social media is that everybody's jumping in now. And I think when it started to bubble, you know, late 2005, not a lot of takers. But what's interesting that's happening now is that both clients are jumping in, we're jumping in, and in some cases we're jumping in together. A good example is Pepsi. We're doing some good stuff with them in social media. Back when Coachella was happening, we actually Twittered the whole event, through Pepsi. Energizer's there, Nissan's there, and there's so many people here in the agency who are there with it, and I think we're just helping keep the conversation going.
Do you have a department that handles all the outbound, or how do you handle all the, you know, everybody likes to set up their social media, and the clients don't always think about, well, who's generating the content? Mm-hmm. Do you have people that do that on a regular basis? Is it a small team, a big team?
Well, I think it is new territory, and I think this job of community manager, is something that's bubbling up at clients.
Okay.
For us in the specific, it's been more ad hoc, and I think what's interesting about it being ad hoc is that everybody gets to play, and everybody gets to learn, and we're seeing some interesting things happen. Another Pepsi example was this summer we did this promotion for Rock Band. And for the MTV Video Awards, we're asking people to make videos. And one of the cool features of the program was that you could get prizes and songs through, a simple under the cap promotion that was told to you, via Twitter. So there was conversation, from Pepsi telling you, what to do and how to do it, and then through your mobile phone, through a website. I don't want to get too geeky on there. But through a website, you'd find out if you won. So it's happening. It's happening quickly.
I find Twitter. I love Twitter because it's an information feed that I control, and I know people that are really upset by it. What is Twitter? And I think it's dumb because, well, then you're following the guy that says my coffee's cold this morning and the train is late. It's like, who cares?
Well, I think Twitter makes you smarter. I found that the more I tweet, the more I know. And people are sending me cool stuff. And I think what you're seeing is, you're seeing two kinds of things happening on Twitter. You're seeing information, and you're seeing me-formation. And I think the me-formation, I just burped, or I just, went to the bathroom. Right. Not that interesting. But if I show you, a brilliant film about Milton Glaser, and you say, wow, I never saw that, or I never knew that about somebody, or I show you a brilliant a piece of film that's on YouTube that you didn't know about, all of a sudden I'm adding value. And if you add value on Twitter, you're gonna find that you can be very successful on it.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship between media and the creatives at Shiat Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as a follow-up, do the account people here have an effect on the creative?
Mm-hmm.
I hear different answers pretty much wherever I go.
Well, I think what's happened, if we stay with, or stay, or at least there was analog advertising and now there's digital advertising. And in the analog days, there was insight and creative, and it was TV, print, radio, and that's about it. And you would do the presentations, and you'd say, here's the idea, here's the TV, here's the print, here's how it works in outdoor. And then if there was time, you turn it over to media. Now, the thing that's changed in digital advertising is that creative is media. Media is creative. Brands themselves are media. You know, take social media for an example. If I see the Pepsi logo or I see the Visa logo, that is media. It's not just a brand anymore. Right. If Pepsi has information on a DJ that's fresh, or Visa has something that can help me have a better experience at a movie, or I can get a discount somewhere, suddenly that's a useful tool. So tell me your question again, and I'll answer it another way.
Well, I think you know the merger of creative and media, I think, is what you just answered for me. Apple's the greatest example, because the brand, the product releases, the packaging, the stores, it's all media. It all emits the Apple brand, you know, and it's presented in every step of the process. The other part of the question was the account people. Do they have an effect on creative?
Let me break it down into two pieces. By the way, could you go in Lee's office and get the Wordplay soda bottles that are in there? Just bring me two of those. Two good ones. Maybe a yellow one and something else. We have something called Media Arts in the agency. It's our practice. And it's this notion, just as you say, that media is not one thing, but media is everything. And whether it's the packaging or this is a great example. Thanks, super. You know, this was the outdoor campaign. You know, this was, you know, the big bold outdoor.
Oh, this.
You know, the Wordplay.
Yes.
Wordplay outdoor.
New York Subway. I've been killing time watching the Pepsi stuff.
Yeah. So we know that as the outdoor, but they also, you know, working with them together, we understand that everything's media. So now the packaging is media. So this optimism and this exuberance and this idea that we saw in these, you know, amazing outdoor boards,
right,
that we started to see in the digital space, now you also see on the shelf. And in some ways, the smarter brands, and at least the way we're working, we want to start at the point of transaction and maybe work up. Rather than just come up with something in the boardroom, what if you started at the street and worked your way up? So that's some new thinking.
Is that these out yet?
These were a special promotion that Pepsi did with Walmart.
Okay.
So you're not going to see them other than Walmart.
Oh, these are Foley.
Yeah, but it's Joy, and that one's
Hello.
Laugh Out Loud. And now, your question about account people and the role of account people more than ever are more akin to producers. And I don't mean commercial production producers, but
right,
people who make things happen. And, you know, planning's got a new redefined role, and I think account people are more like producers. And it's probably more akin to when you think about Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, right? Ron Howard's there for the content,
right,
and Grazer's there to make the content happen. And that is not what you're seeing on Mad Men. It's not only,
right,
you know, this whole, you know, account person as bag holder is a very old idea, and it hasn't been an idea here in almost probably 10 years,
yeah,
maybe longer.
I think you guys are credited at some point with making that change and that revolution. Back to the branding, you said how, you know, working the brand from the ground up. What do you think the big idea is today as opposed to where it was 5 years ago, the importance of the whole brand process?
Well, it's a great question about big ideas, because recently I've had a number of people tell me that the revolution is going to be about micro ideas and a multitude of them. And I think you're seeing that. I think you're seeing a lot of, you know, a volume of ideas. The challenge for us is that we're an agency that wants, you know, to give brands a big idea, because we believe that the big idea can create those smaller ideas. So whether it's refresh everything for Pepsi, or it's Go for Visa, or it's Shift for Go for Visa and Shift for Nissan. I mean, we're looking for a way to encapsulate a brand very succinctly, but then that can provide multiple opportunities to execute.
Now, I didn't realize, I was very familiar when you put the bottles down with that Pepsi logo and that treatment. That was only outdoor. I didn't know that. See, I didn't really. I absolutely knew I saw it. Didn't know where it touched me.
Well, outdoor and digital. And I think when you came to, you know, when you go to refresheverything.com, I mean, you're going to see that what we call wordplay there. You're going to see in the bottles now. And what's also really gratifying for us is that when you go to Pepsi headquarters and purchase in New York, you see it everywhere. I mean, one of the best uses of wordplay is there's a conference room called Powwow. And to have it be conversational, to have it be, within the Pepsi clients, that's when you have a big idea.
That's it for part one of the Buzz Bubble with Rob Schwartz. Tune in next week for part two.